the first group?
Oh, it's July. Oh, I've been to camps where you come off it and you walk out and wonder where the guys are going to come from. But there's some players on that ice that are going to play in the NHL probably sooner rather than later.
Your reaction to the free agent signings that we've seen by this group, a re-signing, and then also the departure of Frolik?
It's right along the line that we thought it would be. We've got good young players, and you'll see them out here. And they're going to push for jobs, and when they're ready to play, they're going to get that opportunity to play. We had some good young players make big, big impacts for us last year. And you can tell when you, like I said, you look out there and there's, I don't want to put a number on it because we start circling guys already, but there are players out here that are fairly close to NHL ready. And then there's some young guys that aren't but will be. And Mike was great for us. He played well for us, but he left to go to another team. So we wish him the very, very best. And that's going to happen here. We've got a structure that we will stick to, and that's probably the thing I like most about working here. A very well-defined game plan of how this organization is going to move forward, and it stayed on track.
You talk about players that are close. What do you watch for? What do you want to see from a guy like Ehlers this week?
You know what? I'm not watching it like that this week. What I'm trying to do here is find places for the young men that I think they're going to get through the prospect tournament and come to the main camp, so I can get a feel for a young player's style and skill set so I can put him with the right guys to give him a chance to look good. And that's all. It is July. So I'm going to, you know, the players that I know a little bit, which is a little nicer than last year, there's a third of these guys I've seen before and have an idea what they can do. The other is I'm watching how they skate, what I think they're good at, and if they get through to the main camp, I want to put them in a spot that they can show what they can do. As far as I'm not cutting anybody, and there isn't anybody I'm thinking that's going to make the team. It's July. It's their first skate. They got lots of nerves. But I like to kind of associate a skill set with each player, and then it helps me build the camp.
Chevy tells us things started back up again with Burmistrov after you had a conversation with him at the World Championships last year. What was that conversation all about?
Well, it was first an opportunity. So he's a player that I remember back in Carolina when he was young at 18, 19, coming into the league, and I really liked what he did out there. And it's very difficult to have players picks eighth overall walk away from your team and that not hurt you. And we can't go out and get an eighth overall pick at that salary to come back who's got 5 years pro. They just aren't out there. So I thought that was a loss for our organization when he left. And he's a great player to have come back to us. And he's still young. So he's in the Shifley-Lowry mold of age. He fits right into that core group of players. The conversation I had was really about, I was doing a little legwork about the Winnipeg Jets. I'd been here for 35 games, but I wanted to find out how it happened, why he got to where he did. And a lot of it, I think, was just timing. You know, the KHL was kind of ramping up into, they were adding the teams and they were spending an awful lot of money. And it can be a good option for a young player at that time. And I think things have changed as well over there. I also think in that meeting, he expressed to me an interest to come back into the NHL. He was respectful of the fact that he had another year left on his contract in Kazan and that he was going to go back there. At no time did we ever discuss him leaving early. He couldn't. He didn't talk about that. But I left with the idea that his heart was in the NHL. And most importantly, you know, I asked the question how he felt about Winnipeg, and he said he absolutely loved it here. He really did. So we get a good young player that we drafted very high. We invested in that player, a draft pick, and then 2 years' time and money. And we didn't see anything for it the last couple of years. And now it was very important that he comes back to our team.
So Chevy was also talking about him playing a role in filling that hole left behind by Frolik. Is that how you see it playing?
It's one option because of the style of game that he plays. And I know the style of game that Kazan played and the KHL. Those players, we talk about offense from Russian-born and raised players. They're usually really smart defensively and skilled. They're similar in the way they view the game. Whether he plays in that hole, I don't know yet. I've got four different combinations on the wall right now that we're playing with, and that's my little summer toy. I get to do that every time I'm bored. We won't know it until we get through camp. It's not even so much just about Alex. It's about the other pieces that come in around him before we round that out.
Paul, you inherited the coaching staff when you came here. Yeah. What have made those guys become your guys, and what have they brought to your table, to the table for you?
The you know, what we ask from our players is for them to do something well. And each one of those coaches and on our staff, in my opinion, does something really well. And we grew well together. So Charlie's got such a great level of experience, championship experience. I really think most places you need a D-man back there running that end, a guy who's played the game to understand the little intricacies of playing defense well, and he does that, like the way he handles them. Pascal Vincent, for me, is kind of that new-age hockey guy. He's wickedly bright. Will spend all the hours you need him to do on video, to mine things, to research things. But he's also a really good person in terms of how he deals with the players. He's very clear. He's been a head coach. I know it's at the junior level, but he can stand in front of a room and run a meeting, and he's very strong. I think Wade had the most challenging job of the three of us last year, not in terms of the personalities that he had to deal with, but the situation that he dealt with. And he found a way to get the best NHL performance of Pav's career and to have Mike Hutchinson come in and do far more than we would rightfully have expected out of a young man come out of the American League. So they're all very, very good at something individually, and they can put up with me. So that's got to be worth something.
I said you don't want to put too much stock into it, but you see Brendan Lemieux as kind of a chip off the old block. Is your first impression? Or?
So won't go too deep in the first impression, but I liked the way he moves. So that's what I'm watching, the way they skate, how they move the puck across their body. I haven't seen him play. I know he scored 41 goals in his last year. Certain players, and I think based on the reports that we've got, you are far better off assessing in games. Now, that's not to say there was anything in the practice that I didn't like. He's got a little bit more of a pro pace than maybe some of the younger guys that we bring in, but he's a year older, and he should, right? The kids that just come out of junior, a lot of them, they're just not used to the pace of it. He is a little bit more, but based on the reports of that power forward mold, it's scrimmages and games that I think you get your best sense of them.
How much have you watched over the last few days of what everybody else, especially in the West, is doing right now? Adding players?
All of it. All of it. Yeah, we did that last summer too, you know? We have a way that we're going to do this. And when I say we, I don't want to feel like I'm taking any credit for it. I'm not. Kevin was very clear the very first phone conversation we had about how this team was going to move and move forward. I don't want to see him change that. I want them to do what their game plan is, and they've done that. And I like the young players that we've got. We're building something here. May take a little bit longer, not because we're behind it. Just it takes. If you're going to draft and develop, you got to draft and develop. Looks like after a couple of skates, we've drafted well again. I know we'll develop well, and that's the plan, and they're sticking to it.
I'm guessing there's going to be a lot about Nick Ehlers and first draft pick, two right. Draft picks this year. What is it as a coaching staff? What's your responsibility to kind of welcome these guys? Not just those guys, maybe, but everyone who's here.
So there it is, right? Make sure you welcome everybody. Because Adam Lowry wasn't a first-round pick, and he's welcome in our locker room any day, right? Players come from all part of that spectrum. And I know Nick was a first-round pick, but I probably couldn't tell you. I know the first-round picks. I really couldn't tell you where anybody else, and that's honestly where anybody else was drafted. It just doesn't matter to anybody in the coach's office. So we want all the players here. A big piece of this week is just to come in and get used to the faces, get used to the feel, so when they come back to training camp or rookie camp, prospect camp, they're a little bit more comfortable. And that's the steps that they have to take to get to the National Hockey League. I'm more interested's not the right word. I will be focused more on having Nick Ehlers and that first round picks before him and after him not be the sole focus of training camp. It's not fair to the kid. It's a challenge in a Canadian market. It is. It's different here than it is in the States when you draft these first overall picks. I was at TSN answering questions about whether Mike Scheifele was ever going to play in the NHL when he got sent back to junior for his second year and all was lost here in Winnipeg. So I know how this goes. And I've seen a kid come out of junior and win the Calder. And he went 15, Jeff, I think, went 15 games in February, and I didn't get asked one question about whether he was getting tired, because I was thinking he was getting tired. There's a challenge with these young players, and we focus on them too much on their practice, whether he made the team or didn't make the team on the practice. So I'm going to work real hard at not answering all your questions about those kids.
I'm guessing you saw some playoff hockey this past season.
Yeah.
What do you take away from that on where, how close, how far your team is from competing at that level?
All those games, we'll just look at the first rounds of the two finalists. Detroit went to game seven with Tampa, and that was a very tight series. And you look at the Nashville-Chicago series, a double overtime game and a triple overtime game. Shea Weber goes down, Fisher goes down. That series was very, very close. We look back at the playoffs and anoint the champion and the greatness and say there's a huge divide between the first and the last. But go back to the game in here where Chicago had 95 points. I think we had 91, and it was 2-2 before the line he took Toby out. That's how close it is. So I'm not gonna assess where our team's at based on what I saw in the playoffs. We were good enough to get there, not good enough to win. And we're going to have to battle our butts off to get back in the playoffs. That's not a statement of where our team's at. That's a statement of the Western Conference, because the team that won the Stanley Cup the year before couldn't make the playoffs. So the battle's on. It's not about taking the next step. It's not about that. It's about being on solid ground and winning those battles and those fights that you did last year. And then every year that you're able to do that, not take the next step, just hold your ground, you get to the playoffs, you get a little better chance.